Well, welcome to the call to worship for the Bethel United Methodist Church on this beautiful October morning. I will read the opening statement, and then we will do the prayer confession together. Now, I don't have anybody to do the prayer confession with, so that we have two, so I'm inviting you to join me. Judy or one of my grandkids usually try to help me do the call to worship, but they're not available, so we'll do it together in the spiritual sense as you listen to this and read the slides on the online service. Bless the Lord, O my soul. O Lord, my God, you are very great. You are clothed with honor and majesty, wrapped in light as a garment. You stretch out the heavens like a tent. You set the beams of your chambers on the waters. You make the clouds your chariot. You ride on the wings of the wind. You make the winds your messengers, fire, flame, your ministers. Praise the Lord. And the prayer confession together. God of fire, God of wind, God of rain, God of growing, your power is displayed in the explosion of harvest, as well as your love which bursts forth in our midst. We are your people, ripe for the harvest. Bind us together in your name. Amen.
And the Apostles' Creed. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, dead, and buried. The third day he rose from the dead. He ascended into heaven and sat at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From thence he shall come to judge the quick and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. And we sing glory to the Father.
Glory be to the Father.